There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome to Season 2 of the Get Hired Podcast, powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. This is where I, Coach Laika Maravilla, will give you tips, tricks, and techniques to help you land your dream job. Whether internship yan, position, or promotion, I'm here to coach you through the entire process. I'm rooting for you, kaya tara, simulan na natin. How do you know if a job offer or a job opening is legit? That's what we're going to talk about in this new Get Hired podcast episode. All right, welcome to a new episode of the Get Hired podcast. And if this is the first episode you're listening to, we have a huge number of episodes we already have posted ngayon. Kaya if you want specific answers to common job interview questions, you can keep scrolling and find our earlier episodes. This one is a little bit different kasi I'm actually responding dun sa current trend, sabihin natin, or sa current na situation wherein so many people get scammed by job offers or job opportunities. And nakikita ko sila. In fact, last week, I saw a fake profile on Facebook that used my profile picture as their profile picture, pati cover photo niya sa Facebook account niya was my photo. And I did try reporting that profile as fake sa Facebook, pero you know how this goes. Hindi na-grant yung aking request to take that profile down. And that profile was used by people sa mga groups to offer opportunities para mag-invest at saka daw job opportunities though. So it's really fake. So I really wanted to do this just to get the word out there that scams exist. And dadagdag ko na rin na if any of you see my photo or that profile offering anything, if it's not from my legitimate at saka verified na Facebook accounts, huwag kayo maniniwala agad. Okay? All right, now let's dive right into this. How do you know if a job opportunity or job opening or a job offer even is legitimate? Number one, it should be solicited, no, at the very least. May exception dito, we'll talk about that. But ano yung sabihin ng solicited? Ibig sabihin, nag-apply ka. Like, hindi ka naman pwedeng magkaroon ng job offer kung hindi ka nag-apply. No, hindi ganun yun. Hindi siya basta-basta mangyayari. Now, it does happen that there are headhunters na pwedeng mag-reach out sa'yo. Nakita nila yung profile mo on LinkedIn or nakita nila yung performance mo, maybe an article you wrote, and they reach out, parang cold call lang. Sabi nila, you may want to work with us. And I do get offers like that too. Pero hindi through text. No? Hindi text. Nasasabihin nila na, oh, you're hired. Ganyan. Tapos wala ka namang in-applyan. Now, kung may in-applyan ka and they reach out through text, it's possible na legitimate yun. Pero kung hindi, hindi po yung totoo. Same yung logic nung mga nasa-scam na nanalo daw sila sa raffle, pero wala ka namang natatandaan na sinalihan mong raffle. Ganon din yun. They probably got your number or minsan nakakatakot yung iba, alam pa pati pangalan ninyo. Hindi ko alam kung saan nila nakukuha yan, yung information na yan. Of course, breach yun sa security, no? Pero kung nakuha nila yung name ninyo, even if they say your name, kung sabi nila, oh, you have a job waiting for you here, hindi ka nag-apply, it's probably fake. Okay? Now, if they reached out, tapos sabi nila, okay, we saw your profile or maybe you're interested, mukha namang legitimate. Again, tama yung spelling ng mga words, mukha namang legitimate yung source, what do you do next? Now, another thing that you could do, this is number two, is you have to check and double check yung kanilang credentials. You have to verify their credentials. How do you do this? Okay. Now, the first thing you could do would be to Google the company name. Okay. So, hanapin niyo yung company name. Now, if they claim to be, say, the head of the HR department or head of maybe marketing or something or communications ng company na yon, you could usually find mga articles or even an organizational chart ng company sa official website ng company. You can also see, lalo na kung multinational company yung kiniklaim nila na dun sila galing, you can even see press release ng mga promotion or press release ng mga big people joining the company. So, there has to be some proof ng intersection. Itong tao na to, yung name na ginamit nila, at nung company na sinasabi nila that they represent. And, again, if totoong headhunter yan, totoo legitimate na offer to, they wouldn't be offended if you ask for more information. Pero kung peke, you would see they wouldn't even write their own names dun sa job offer. At least dun sa mga texts that I receive. Ganun yung nangyayari. They would just send you a link, no, where they will get your personal information. Kasi nga phishing scam po ito. Huwag nyo ilalagay information nyo dun. Tapos it could go from there. So sabihin nila, ay, i-enter mo muna yung email mo, i-enter mo yung password, i-enter mo yung details mo para makuha mo yung offer. Well, hindi po yung totoo. Now, this is also where I would say, if you are listening to this thinking, how could people be so stupid na they believe these job offers or they don't think twice about this? Ang nakita ko, honestly, sa experience ko, and dun din dun sa recent na account or the profile created using my photo. Kasi nagpo-post siya, di ba, sa mga public groups. Tapos nakita ko sa ilalim, sa comment section, na people were responding, like, I want to know more, or ano to, PM me for more information. Kaya sila nagre-respond because aminin natin, times are desperate. Okay? And there are people who really need a job, who really need an opportunity to earn. And so, kapag may mga offers na ganito, ginagrab nila. And again, sila yung nabibiktima nito. And when you really want to believe something, kasi nga kailangan mo siya, madali ka talagang maluloko. So, i-hold natin yung judgment natin dun sa mga nabibiktima ng ganito. Kasi it may seem obvious to you, but that may not seem obvious to them. Okay? Now, before we go back and talk about the rest, I'm going to just pause for a quick little break right here.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
All right, so two tips na. Number one, if it's an unsolicited text, it's probably fake, diba? Number two, if you see a name or a company name, you have to confirm it, Google it at least, check if totoo yung credentials. LinkedIn is actually very useful pagdating dito. Now, the third tip is this, and we're going to go into something na, again, it breaks my heart every time I see na may nabiktima nito, which is this, you wouldn't need to pay them to get paid. If there are offers where kikita ka ng ganitong number ng pera or ganitong amount ng pera or you'll get this, you'll get to travel abroad, but ang catch is, ah, okay, pag nag-message ka sa kanila or nag-respond ka sa inquiry nila or sa offer nila, they would tell you, Pero bago ka makapag-cash out or bago ka makatrabaho, kailangan mo muna bayaran tong 5,000 na screening fee or 5,000 na entry fee or commitment fee, whatever that is. If they ask you to pay them before you get paid, run. Okay? Run. Run as fast as you can. Delete na yung bibigay details ninyo, yung bibigay information ninyo. Basta, just be very careful about that. Now, bakit? Okay? Kasi, kung job offer yan, I think the most nagagastosin mo, although hindi na nga rin ganun ngayon kasi most companies already sponsor or binabalik nila yung ginagastos ninyo sa medical. Pero sa experience ko, that's the most nahihingin out of your pocket. Yung pamasahin ninyo, papunta kung pupunta kayo sa office at kung magpapamedical ka, hindi naman nila sagot yung merienda mo kung pupunta ka doon. Pero yung para magbayad ka upfront so you can claim yung pera, sobrang laking red flag niyan. Now, sinasabi ko rin to kasi ang dami rin na multi-level marketing companies, some of which aren't even registered, no, hindi nga sila totoong kumpanya, who use this strategy. Na parang okay, paparaminan yung pera mo, or nag-offer sila supposedly ng job o kaya ng business, di ba? Para ikaw daw yung magsa-start ng business mo. Ang ending, magbabayad ka muna pala. So, magbibigay ka ng pera sa kanila bago ka supposedly makakakuha ng pera pabalik. So, be very careful dun sa ganun. Now, I'm not saying that all multi-level marketing companies are scams. No, I did not say that. There could be a few that are legitimate, but just be careful pagdating dun sa ganun. No? Maganda if magtingin muna kayo, no, kahit i-type nyo lang sa Facebook, kung Facebook ang may access kayo, type nyo lang sa Facebook sa search bar yung pangalan ng company na yun na kuno. Tapos tingnan ninyo kung may mga reviews na or negative na feedback na about that. Doing that extra step, no, yung extra tayong magiging maingat at mag-research tayo ng sarili natin, could help save you a lot of time and a lot of heartbreak din pagdating ng panahon. Kasi mahirap yung ma-invest tayo sa offer na maganda. Tapos, hindi naman pala totoo. Diba? Now, of course, hindi natin kasalanan kung niloloko tayo ng kapwa natin. Pero para maiwasan, no, para maingatan natin yung sarili natin, huwag tayo basta-basta magpapaloko. I hate the idea rin kasi na parang, okay, but if you get scammed, it's your fault because hindi kayo nag-practice ng critical thinking or hindi ka nag-isip maigi. Kasi aminin nga natin, again, desperate times and a lot of people want things to work. Kaya pinupush nila yan kahit against logic or common sense yung offer. Diba? Saka nakakita ng, ano daw, magninegosyo ko daw, kikita ka daw agad, bibigyan ka daw nila ng kotse, bibigyan ka nila ng bahay. Tapos, wala namang rehistro yung business, right? Pero hindi natin pwedeng sisihin entirely yung nabiktima. Syempre, ang may kasalanan pa rin dito yung nanluloko. All I'm saying is that you have to be extra careful lalo sa panahon ngayon. Apparently, business is thriving kasi hindi sila naubos, right? So, the fact that they're doing this means may mga nabibiktima sila. And it's sad because you would see it sa comments din ng ibang posts na meron talagang mga naluloko pagdating dito. Sabihin, oh, bibigyan namin kayo ng free training, kunyari, sa entrepreneurship. Pagdating mo sa training, hindi pala training, ano pala, bibentahan ka pala ng membership sa multi-level marketing or mabentahan ka pala ng this and that or sisinginin ka muna pala bago ka makapasok sa loob. So, we have to be, again, extra careful pagdating sa mga bagay nito. Now, I'll leave you with this, no? And laging totoo to. If anything is too good to be true, it probably isn't. Ulitin ko yun, ha? If something is too good to be true, it probably isn't. Kung nangangako ng sobrang ganda na wala kang sakripisyo, wala kang ibibigay, wala kang trabaho, wala kang gagawin daw, kikita ka ng malaki. It probably isn't true. Lahat ng worthwhile, I find, dapat may ambag ka, dapat may effort ka. Minsan nga masakit pa nga eh. Diba? When you give up things to get meaningful things in return. So anyone who promises you na hindi ka mapapagod, hindi ka papatakboy namin yung pera mo na hindi ka nag-e-effort, makakatrabaho ka, kukuha ka ng trabaho na hindi ka nag-a-apply. So, kakakita ng gano'n, di ba? May mga text pa na gano'n, wala daw screening process, automatic daw, hired ka na agad. But anything na gano'n, be extra careful because it's probably too good to be true. All right. Now, yan muna for now. Let's keep things a little bit short this week. Next week, we're going to go back with another Get Hired podcast episode. So if you have any requests, keep sending them in. I'm going through my Facebook page right now, yung Get Hired by Team Like on a Facebook page. Going through some of your stories, letters, mga humihinang payo, at isa-isahin din natin yan. So if you don't follow this podcast yet, go ahead and hit follow. Hit the bell din. And sa lahat ng mga nag 5 stars ng podcast natin on Spotify, I appreciate you all. Thank you so much. And thank you for sharing the podcast with your friends. For helping us stay sa top podcasts here in the Philippines dahil nakakatulong sa marami sa ating mga kababayan itong podcast na ito. I appreciate all of you, and as we always say, this podcast is created for you. We are here to help you land your dream job, and I wish that for you. I believe in you. Kaya mo yan. I'll talk to you next time.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.